They've gone. It's on the air. Hi, this is Vance Stevens in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates. And this is the 8th of March, 2015. And we're at Learning Together, which is our regular Sunday event, weekly. We've been doing this since 2010, and meeting every week. Just getting together for chatting or sometimes more or less formal presentations. Today is just a conversation. Elizabeth Ann has joined us, and she's going to be talking about how you do really far out, interesting, wild, edge of the envelope things in a conservative educational institution. So, which is kind of a lot of our situations, I'm sure. So I don't know if people want to say hi, maybe a brief hi. If you're not talking, be sure and you mute your microphone, keep it muted, cut down background noise. I see most people are pretty good about that. If you want to say hi, this is a good time to chime in.
So could I just
Yes.
ask if people saying hi could tell me what machine, what operating system they use? It's my obsession of the moment, and I'd love to know, how many Macs, how many Windows 8, how many 7,
I think
etc.
I have Windows 7.
Me too. Windows 7.
I'm
Me
on a
too.
Windows 8 at the moment, and then I have
I
a
have Windows 8 at work.
Mac here. Sorry, an iPad, but it keeps
Mac
going.
user here, OS 10.9.
My iPad is picking up paper clips. It's interesting.
Yeah, it does.
I'm on a Mac, 10 point something.
I'm
I'm
also on
on,
a Mac.
yeah, I'm on a Mac as well.
Yay for Macs.
Yes.
Yay.
I might pop into the Hangout on my iPad just for fun in a minute.
It's 10.10.2.
What did you get, Elizabeth? Your new one.
Yeah, no, that was the problem. I wanted to get a 7. I was ordering it online. I got 8 by mistake, and oh my God, I am struggling. I used to have total control of my machine, and I've kind of lost that. Apparently, 10 has a lot of the 8 of the 7 and XP characteristics, and it will be free for 1 year when it comes out. So Windows 10 is coming out like in the middle of the
What
year or
happened
the
to
end.
9?
Oh no, they're jumping it. They're so ashamed of 8.
Well,
Actually,
there's good news.
I don't mind 8 at home. I get a little bit confused going from one to the other because of the difference of putting my cursor into the, beyond the corner in order to see the desktop or the whatever it is, as opposed to clicking on the start menu. So I'm always trying to do the wrong thing on the wrong computer. But except for that, I haven't had any real issues with 8. It's just, it's different, but it doesn't really bother me. I have to admit that I was the same with the Vista. I didn't see what all the fuss was about it. Like I had Vista for a few years and it was okay. I didn't have any particular problems with it. Maybe I just don't have I'm just not very discerning, easily satisfied. Excuse me.
Well, it's certainly very good for me because I'm teaching, I'm doing some teacher training, and with my XP, I was kind of like saying, do this, that, and the other. And of course, it's no longer true. It's actually no longer true right to within the PB Works, which is a bit distressing. So I don't know if that's me.
Sorry, you can't get into
Or if it's my
PBWorks.
machine
What's the problem with
within
PBWorks?
PBWorks. Well, I had a beautiful right click on an image, and it gave me the option, information about the image. Then, if someone had put in an image which was too big and dragged down the corner so that it looked okay, I could simply download it straight from there, straight from the view. I could download the image, resize it, upload it without ever even entering edit mode. And I can't do that anymore on 8. When I right click, I don't get information about the image. I'm very sad.
I hadn't noticed that.
So, Sorry.
So that's how you were able to do all those wonderful things with the EVO wikis.
Really quickly, I don't think everyone is, I think before we start, we need to know how many people are familiar with PBWorks, you know, like use it quite a bit or not at all or a little. Can we have a, do you use it, you know, yes or no, here it comes, okay, yes or no in the chat. Maya doesn't.
Which chat? The chat link or the other chat?
No, the chat within the group, and you click on the blue square at the top left.
No, my chat is here. I just wondered if we were using this chat or were using the chat wing chat.
Well, yeah, I guess I should mention that there's a chat wing at chatwing.com/vancestev, V-A-N-C-E-S-T-E-V. That's chatwing.com/vancestev. And that's important because our Hangout, I believe, is full now. Let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, we've got 10 people in that Hangout. So there could be people in the stream. If people aren't in the Hangout, they can be listening to the stream. They could say hi in the chat wing, and they could tell us what operating system they use and if they're familiar with PBWorks. And sometimes people do that. So it's important to acknowledge that stream, and also if you're listening on the stream, please just say hi. We can let you in if you know somebody wants to leave. So that's always possibilities. So just let us know you're there. And
can I raise a technical question, Vance?
Yes, Robert.
You know, as you know, I'm studying Google Hangouts right now, my thesis or whatever. It's actually for a TESOL Tech Fair presentation. You, as the originator of this, should have, do you not, at the lower right of your screen, a figure of how many viewers there are? Do you see that, Vance?
Yes. Zero
viewers. How many? Oh, zero viewers. So nobody's watching at the event page in Google Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just. Okay. Okay.
So that was a vacuous announcement.
Well, interesting to know. Anyway. Okay. I'll be quiet.
I'll keep an eye on that. I'll let you know. I'll talk again if somebody.
Yeah, I thought besides Chatwing, that's another way to know if there are people viewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Thanks for pointing that out. Well, let's see. We have with us, just so we've got so many people here, there's Benjamin from Aguas Calientes, Benjamin Stewart in Mexico. There's Claire Braden-Siskin in Pennsylvania. Elizabeth is from Grenoble, and Kara in Oaxaca, Mexico. Maha Abdelmonim is in Cairo, I believe. And Maria is in Argentina. And then Nina in Maryland. Robert in the Philippines. Teresa in Portugal. And me in UAE. So there's a quick roster of who's here. And if anybody wants to chime in, just unmute your mic and say something. And otherwise, Elizabeth, what are we doing today?
Well, I think practically half of the people don't use PBWiki a lot. I mean, obviously, it's a wiki. And at the beginning, it was much better than Wikispaces, which was the other common one. But I have no opinion on that anymore because, you do use Wikispaces. That's interesting. There were a lot more, so Robert uses Wikispaces. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that could be an interesting debate. I mean, I tried them at first, and at first they, when I started out on these projects, there was less potential. I don't know if that is still true. PBWorks is a bit messy to get your head around. It's kind of like it's not totally user friendly. There are a few. You see, there's a really, really great formatting on Wiki on PBWorks. If you look into that, And so once you get over this, just the few little sort of slight difficulties, like, for example, images are uploaded at their pixel width, like in, you know, there's no interface for images. You have to upload them at the size you want, and et cetera, et cetera. But this being so, it's absolutely fabulous platform, because I've got hundreds and I'm a member of hundreds and hundreds of these PB works, because that was how I managed it. In my classes, we made a shared wiki. Okay, so I'm talking about third, fourth year students at the university. They're science students, and they have, 20 hours of English. And the problem is that, of course, they're all desperate to get their diploma, and their mark for the English has the same weight as their mark for one of their science subjects. And so we have to be very accountable for the marks we give. And quite honestly, we've turned it into a really positive thing. So the starting point was that in pre-Web 2 times, in order to get the students doing a bit of it's directly reflective learning. The students, because the problem is that we have several teachers all teaching the same level, and in the end, they have a shared exam and they have a shared continual assessment mark. And so we're all really accountable. I guess it's like that for everyone. I don't really know the various situations. So before the web, in order to get them into some kind of reflective learning, I actually managed to impose that all of the students had to keep what we called a course log. So in fact, do any of you use, is that a familiar term to you, a course log for learning? Or a logbook, do you use that sort of thing? Can you sort of do a yes, no? Do you?
No.
Okay.
For the students, in some contexts I have, of course, e-portfolios, for example, or whatever you call them, course log.
Yeah, no, reading journals obviously are really, really interesting. It's kind of like more a weekly report. In fact, what we were asking them was to write a weekly paragraph, because obviously we can't ask a lot of these people, a weekly paragraph, which is, why did we do that in class and what did they learn? So the idea being that the students take on board their own learning. And it worked really well, and it's really just so interesting for the teachers, because often the students would sort of find reasons for doing things that you hadn't actually thought of. You say, "Oh yeah, it's a good idea." So it's very, very satisfying as a thing. And of course, they all end up really positive because they get a mark, so a guaranteed good review. Sorry, and so when it then became possible to use wikis, and actually, I started with blogs, but obviously a blog, you have, and that's kind of end of, whereas one essential part of this using a wiki is that, you can just correct the text, and then the students have their page with the modifications. So, I have to show you that now, I guess. The students have the page with the modifications, and they have what is wrong crossed out and what is right in green. So you're just correcting without any faff, without any bother. and they get really a really nice a really good correction. And actually, with this thing about changing computers, I haven't really been able to prepare correctly, I'm afraid. So I'm going to do the best I can to show you that, which I believe is to go to I can't see you anymore. Can somebody say if you can see this? Wait a minute.
We can see you. We can't see your screen share yet.
Ah. Oh, dear.
Hopefully it's in another window.
Oh, yes, here it comes. Uh-oh. No, it doesn't. Just a minute. Here it comes. Yes. Right. Okay, so I'm going to show you the entire screen.
Fine earlier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. But it's the Hangout window, so.
Oh, what a pity! That's not a very interesting window, is it? So this is what I want to show you.
Okay.
Right. You can see a slide share. Can you see a slide share? That is, you know, the classic slide share.
Yes. Slide share.
Okay. And because there you can see that when the person writes, this is what I mean. When you look at the page history, you see this. So just quickly in the text, and then in describe the changes, I can make comments on the grammar. And on my computer, I have a list of references for specific grammar points. So I kind of like just removed all the problem of teaching specific grammar points by doing this. And so just to say very briefly, so for each group, I've opened these so that I don't spend too much time, you can see. So, you know, for example, there we have two groups, and so they would choose, they would give themselves names. Each year's, I could switch the sound down there. Each year it was, they give themselves really amazing names, because obviously if I call them L3 Physics, then I get very confused. And so with a class name, and they kind of adhered to that. And then, so then we made a wiki in class, and I can give you that link because of doing it frequently, I had all of the instructions in a ready to use page. That's here, because that's public, and it says that so it told them how to do it. So in the first class up, I would enroll them all. I would create it in front of them, then enroll them all in it. Then they had to follow the instructions, create that, so that we spent one class doing this. And so then they all had their own. I think I'm getting close. I don't want to Twitter on for too long. Because then when they had their own, and the instructions on that one, it tells them you must link to the class wiki and you must link to I'm switching the sound off. And you must link to your own. And so then they would take it in turns to write what happened in the class. So here, when you look at the page history, this is the great thing about using wikis rather than blogs. So then when you look at the page history, you can see that the various members of the class wrote what happened in class, and because that bit we could just share, and then they had to go to their own space, and this I could then be say, right, you know, you're going to get a mark ring for this, and there's nothing as great as these students working for Marx, because they kind of like really motivates them. So then they kept their own personal course log. I haven't really picked the best one. It was a bit quick, random one, and they say what, you know, as I said, why did we do that? What did they do? And so then, practically all of the marks are here. And in fact, does anyone got anything to say? I sort of feel I'm going on a bit. No.
Elizabeth,
the age group.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So is each student writing after each class about why did we do that and what did we learn, and then only one student puts it on the group wiki, but yeah, on their own wiki, they're writing each time?
Yeah. Each time.
Wow.
They have to write. This is the thing about using the mark. Each time they have to write a paragraph obviously it's up to them if it's after the class or if they do it all at once. But that was part of and then how I was managing that, so as not to be overworked, because like the first year, I was working 24 hours a day to try and keep up with this, you know. But then I did get a system going, which you know, I could talk about. I've got so many blinks going on. What age groups are the students? The students are third year university students mainly. And some of them are fourth year, so you're talking, you know, 21, 22. The fourth year is the master's degree.
So shall I go back and carry on a bit?
I'm wondering my question.
Yeah.
Oh, could you explain just a little bit more? I'm not really clear on how you managed to check all the responses from all the students. If I use this, I might have a total of something over 40. Just can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, no, that was that. Yes, I was getting to that. That was the important for me. It was the important thing that I learned from this experience. But if first of all I can just finish off with the advantages, okay, and that is really specifically the question I want to address, indeed. So I think I need to find another one. I wish I'd had time to prepare correctly for you, because yes, there's a nice one. What I wanted to add was about the advantages of having set up this system. So this is before we talk about the correcting. The advantage was that I can do things then like embed wikis of the class. This was the exam. They had a poster session because they're science students, and it's really nice. But that was very much the end of the year. But during the year, they could do things like we would do. I like to encourage a lot of reading, so the students would all have choose an article they were going to read. Then in pairs, they would decide one of the two articles to work on. We always work in pairs in that sort of public space. And then once they'd chosen which article they're going to work on, they then can write a questionnaire about the article. And then we had this super situation in class where each machine had the questions put there by the students, and the other students can read and answer the questions. So it was just sort of for some intensive reading. But what I'm saying is that because this system was in place, it was quite easy to set those sort of activities. And just the last point in the super activities, I can't find it. My super activity was that whenever we had a specific speaking task, they would upload things. The change over 6 years is absolutely enormous. At first, they were like a bit lost and hesitant on going online, but in the last year, everyone just they were just using it to its full potential. And what I'm looking for, oh, here it is, great, is they had an activity in which they had to find out about a scientist, and they had to do a chat show with that scientist. And although this is a 2012 one, so the Vukaroo have completely gone, but instead of doing it in class, they would do it at home with their phones and things. And actually, there's not many left on here, I'm afraid. But again, the wiki is there. There's no hassle. It's totally public. They did it themselves. And this was a really exceptionally beautiful one, because this guy did an interview with Stephen Hawking, but actually used a synthetic voice to do the Hawking's voice.
Oh, wow.
Then they did it again to do it. This is just show you how that works. So see, can you hear this?
Unlikely. We can see it is doing something. Or maybe if you put your microphone, if you can hear it, you could put your microphone up to what you're listening to.
Yeah. I'll just unplug.
There we are.
Is that the interview with you for fun with science?
You said you attend a typical family. Can you say more about that?
Yes, a friend of our family.
Okay. So, I mean, it was kind of obviously really, really, really great. And then they did a proper one, because they were afraid, I guess, because it was in class, and they did one where they are both speaking. Ah, okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. So that's the end of the illustration. But what I'm saying. Ooh, I think that's gone somewhere. Okay. The point. So, what was important to me in this activity was that I'm trying to get back to you, and I can't. What was important to me is that the students could. It was kind of like coherently available for them. So, to answer Kara's question, which I think really is the point. As I say, when I started this up, I was like working 24 hours a day, and all the time I was absolutely petrified of missing something which they had done, and it was generally a big mess. And certainly no one could do it. But I am talking about six groups of 15 students, okay, all together, for 20 hours of teaching. So what would be for normal in that teaching is two or three, three rather than two corrections, okay? So I'm not going to correct all the work they do, but actual official corrections, as normal what was on paper corrections, I would expect to do two or three during a 20-hour course. And while I continued to bang out corrections, I didn't try to say, who is it, what am I correcting, you know, what am I doing? It was a direct reaction to what was on the page and the people there. And then I would sit down with my list of students for the class and then go through systematically twice during the term time and once at the end. And that would just, and it was really very good because it would remind me, I'd actually sort of seen it before without too much hassle. If I hadn't corrected it, it was no problem. I correct it then. They had one, I brought a, you know, a kind of a stop time when I corrected for the marks. And actually that was another thing that was really quite funny, because I would do that for the first time very early on and say, oh, look, these are the marks that you have up to now. And so then they'd all be absolutely petrified, the ones that had done nothing. And when they saw a zero, they'd say, ah! And so I say, okay, you know, you can, it's not an addition of marks, but you can, you know, it's a sliding thing. It's the final mark which counts. So I only produced marks from those first two readings just to frighten them into doing the work. It's a little bit wicked, really. And so once I'd established this system, it became, and also it's true that we were able to move a little bit away from we're only there for the marks, because of the interest generated by all of this, activity, you know? And also, and so everything is there to hand. These famous marks are totally transparent. You know, if someone is, and of course, you know, these 28-year-old university science students, their marks are really precious to them. And so you'll often get someone saying, "Ah, you know, why did I not get a better mark than that?" And everything is available. It's there. Look. You know, and it's so quick to say, you know, you did that. Look, he got that mark. He did that. And the whole thing becomes very, very transparent. And I definitely found manageable by continuing to correct, but not with that mentality of, you know, sort of mark giving. I don't know, does that say anything to you? I'm going to shut up. You're talking too much.
Well, I'd like to interject that we have a viewer, and we also have an echo, but he's not muted the mic. Oh, that went away. Great. Okay, well, anyway, we have a viewer in the stream. Isn't that amazing? So our Hangout is full, but we have a chat wing. If you're on the webhitsinaction.org/live, the chat wing is at the bottom, embedded at the bottom of that page. Or if you're here through some other stream, then the chat wing is chatwing.com/vancestev. And you can go there and interact with us. And people in that chat are wondering who is here, who's joined us. So identify yourself if you'd like. And then I think Robert has a question. You want to ask your question, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I was just thinking that the focus of this discussion. I remember the description that I got in the notice about it. Something about teaching using blended learning in institutions where it's not really supported or something, or people aren't used to it.
But that is absolutely, utterly, and totally the case. There's no way that this is in any way supported by the institution. That was the great advantage, was the people I was working alongside who were producing their course logs on paper, they were not at all online. And, I think that's what I've learned through the webheads, is that if you wait you know, for something to actually move, it's you know, it doesn't happen. When you say pushback from the institution, you mean sort of negative, negative. What do you mean, Nina? Can you just say? Not supported by the university. Okay, Benjamin is asking, what does it mean that it is not supported by the university? Well, the university obviously has computers, and I was also in a position to have more computers installed. That was, you know, a really good thing. The university kept trying to impose the kind of learning management systems which they built themselves and which were really, really just so clunky. It was absolutely dreadful. And because we're English in a science university, we're kind of like out of mainstream anyway. So, I was able to do my thing, and obviously when I was working far too hard the first year, it was really silly the amount of work I put into it the first year. So my colleagues there were saying, oh yeah, no, you can't spend time like that on the students. But when I got it organized, so they definitely wasn't taking more than the average, then people started to get interested. Does that answer your question, Benjamin? You can ask it. You can ask it. Actually, just not to forget, Teresa's going up off the screen. So if I can, I'll just answer that as well, because Teresa asked if the marks were online and available to all the students. And that is absolutely, totally not. We have very rigid laws how marks cannot be made public with the name. It's, France being extremely bureaucratic. No, they could just come and ask. And that's when I could show them. And in any case, they speak to each other. They know each other's marks, obviously. So that's how they come back, asking for more. Voilà.
Do you see any positive effects from your method of marking? For example, use Google Docs in a similar way. And I have the students make the corrections themselves. I'll leave comments for them and then they have to make corrections. So in your case, highlighted it for them. But I don't know, do they actually assimilate that, or do you have evidence of that?
Yeah, well, what I found that was that with having everything online like that, it was just so easy to highlight and paste into, onto a Word document, the mistakes of the group. And I would actually print that page, take it into class, and, not every week, as I say, every week, 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, and it was really great because the mistakes were anonymous, but of course everyone recognized their own sentence, and always the same mistake because it's essentially a monolingual group, and it was just absolutely fabulous. Instead of me saying, oh no, because they would put informations with an S and advice with an S, they're countable in French. And so then by copying the mistakes and bringing this sheet into class, it was great, because instead of it just being me, the teacher, saying, oh my God, another S on information, the students were actually saying, oh no, information doesn't take an S. Yeah, got it, got there. And Benjamin said, how are the mistakes anonymous? Because I would just take extracts, so just a part of a sentence or a whole sentence, and if it was really with a name, I could just take it. so that the so that the list of mistakes. I mean, there was nothing that. So as I go through reading the correction, I copy and paste before correcting it, some of them, and then that page is then ready just to print and walk into the class. And that's what I mean about the blended bit. That direct, real, physical, in the classroom contact of something which was done at home really kind of had impact. And the point was Benjamin says they can say who makes mistakes in the wiki. Well, the point is that there was the shared wiki said, what did we do in class? Because that's kind of boring. So wouldn't want everyone to be writing what went on in class, because they would all be saying the same thing. And so the shared wiki, where it was two people were responsible, so we're not pointing out who made the mistake in that space, in that shared space. And theoretically, hopefully, they were encouraged to correct each other on that shared space. I would have liked that shared space to do, to take up more of the of this project. But in fact, they had to have their own private space, which had to be private, so that they could get their university marks from what they wrote there.
Just for anyone watching, I'm saying Maria is saying that effectively when the student made an unusual or funny mistake, the people say, yeah, that's my mistake. It's true that, I tell you something else, though. Your pupils are not French. I think there's a big, big cultural thing there as well. It took me a long, long time at the beginning. It's not true anymore, but it took me a long time at the beginning of my teaching here to get a student to say, I don't know. This was outside their whatever. I'm quite happy with, Van says they could be making mistakes on purpose. Well, I wouldn't mind people making mistakes on purpose. It could create an illustration, but that does remind me that I used to say, that mistakes are a gift to the teacher. And then after a while I said, no, okay, no more gifts, thank you, that's enough. Because
I was kidding about that.
Yeah. No, but it's true. I was so thrilled when I read Scott Thornbury's Dog Me, so he kind of conceptualized, and everyone knows Thornbury's, I can't say really, it's Scott Thornbury and... That's the thing as well. Dog Me. Do you know this Dog Me movement? Yeah. Funny mistakes are funny. That was the point. That's how it became workable. Benjamin says mistakes will appear and one can track who made those mistakes. Yes, you can. And that was kind of like my starting point when I first started out, where I was really sort of trying to follow everything. And then as I kind of grew online with Evo, I thought, yeah, this can also go into class. So although it would be possible to trace a mistake, it's no problem. Let it go. Just decide, where the marks come in, and for the rest, let it happen.
I'm curious. I'm curious how you articulated your expectations for participation and how the students, for example, were there any types or any times where you had certain expectations of how they were to participate and share and collaborate in the wiki versus their expectations? Did you have a rubric, for example? How did you manage that? And I'm also curious how you arranged your class face-to-face based on what they did in the wiki.
Okay, Elizabeth, I muted you because the echo was coming from you.
I know, I'm sorry. It was when I took it out. I don't know if that's improved at all. It's not the working class is not based on the wiki. It's a constant, you know, first one then the other. It's the chicken and the egg. So I'm losing your question there. Frequently there would be things which would be totally started in class. I mean, there's a lot of varied activity. I'm sorry, could you just ask that question again now?
Sure. The question I had was, I'm curious about the expectations that you had for participation and collaboration versus their expectations. For example, if you know, maybe the students thought, well, I changed a mistake here, whether or not they actually changed the mistake correctly or not. How did you gauge or grade their participation? And was there any, or were there any times where there was they weren't in agreement with how you were grading their participation based on your own expectations and what the goals of the course were? That was kind of the first question. And then I'm curious about how those errors or that type of collaboration or participation in the wiki influenced the class itself. I know that it was kind of a back and forth between in-class participation and the wiki, but it seems to me, at least based on my experience, when I've used wikis, I've always found opportunities when I see the types of errors that are being committed and the types of participation somehow influencing what we end up doing in class. So I'm curious about, based on your experience, you know, what have you seen?
As I said, I'm really sorry. My headphones are not working, just let me see if I can. No, yeah, here we go. I don't understand. Okay, sorry, I can't help.
It's fine when you mute yourself while other people talk.
Okay.
It works just fine that way.
Yeah, it's this bloody new machine, the machine I told you I was. I would have liked the shared part to be bigger in the whole project. The part which was shared was relatively minor. That's why each student had to make his own private wiki and fulfill the specific tasks which were requested. You know, he could do more, and he could do, and the things on the shared wiki were not directly sanctioned or not by marks. And so it really allowed us to introduce it allowed us within the system to move away from I'm only working for the marks, because there were some people who took the class forward, and then I always, you know, sort of took the attitude that, you know, they're adults, the 20-year-old people. You know, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. I would say, okay, you don't want to fill in your wiki, that's absolutely wonderful for me, gives me no work to do, I just put a zero and, you know, end of story. It's not my problem. And so everything that was marks was on this private space. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, we're having an interesting discussion in the chat about Dogme. Anytime you bring up Dogme and Scott Thornberry, it's always going to get interesting. So I don't know if anybody has anything to say about DogMe. Some people don't haven't heard of it. I put a link to the Wikipedia page there. I don't know. Why did you mention DogMe, Elizabeth?
It's always been very, very important. It was just great that Scott Thornbury once again brought it out. But I think also you get many of the same principles in the silent way, you know, which is obviously the other extreme in Gattegno's silent way. The point being that you work entirely with emergent language. You know, that I think to me the essential part of me is I would never go into class and say, right, we are going to study the present perfect. You know, it can only come at the time when it is needed. In fact, that to me is the definition of DogMe. And in fact, in special purposes, it's no problem because it means that the work is, I don't know how to say, impulsed is the French word, impulsé. The word is driven forward by the content. And because we're working in special purposes, we have content of interest and which the students know about, so they can explain. I mean, we're only using general magazines, well, you know, sort of semi-specialist magazines. I would use magazines like not just The New Scientist or Discover, but Physics World, Chemistry World. Now, these are journals for a general public of scientists. And as such, it allowed them to get their nose out of their, you know, when you're actually studying these things, it's atrociously boring because you're totally in the details. And, you know, you can't see the big picture. And so coming into this special purposes English class, it allows them to have a little look at some kind of big picture of some aspect. And so we've got what is the initial starting point of DogMe is interest in the subject. I think that's any teaching, isn't it, really? I don't know. But I tell you what, even since I'm doing all the talking, no one's unmuting their microphone. I must say that because my heroes, along with Thornbury and Krashen, but my biggest hero is it's Paul, isn't it? Paul Nation and his four strands. Paul Nation's four strands. That is just absolutely great. Where effective. Okay. Right. Any comments? Mute my microphone.
Elizabeth, I've had a question for a while, and that is, I hope that you didn't say it, and I missed it somehow. But how exactly do you assign the grades for these things? Are you grading every single thing that the student writes, or just some of them? And are you using a rubric that is shared with the other teachers, etc.?
Yeah, the other teachers are giving a percentage. It's 40% of the final mark is on the course log. So the other teachers, I've got pictures of them somewhere. The students have to give in a paper copy of this week by week course log and the vocabulary. They have a vocabulary section, they have the course log section, and they have the extra work section. And this is the file on which all of the students are given their mark. So then within that is the mark I give for private wikis, which and I decide, you know, how much of what. So obviously I sort of, you know, give bonuses for extra extra imaginative use of the tool, which I'm not quite sure is really not quite cricket, but there we are. So yeah, it is clear.
I think Elizabeth, that what you've done is similar to what a friend of mine from Hello Little World is doing, and he keeps a record of all his classes in a blog. And he said that the only hard part was the first year, because since the course was repeated year after year, the only thing he did was just copy and paste. And whenever something new came up, he just had to write that. But at the beginning, though I have been using PBWorks with at the EVO sessions, but I have not created one. To me, it sounds like a daunting experience. It's such a huge amount of work, and it doesn't apply to me, because I have, you know, when I have the most, I have 8 students, and so I can work with Google Docs, okay. But I would like, and it comes as a necessity after I've been mingling with you, I would love to have a shared space where, for example, my students can share what worked for them for specific things. And in that way, I think I could exploit the potential of Wikis. But I think it's great what you are doing. Congratulations.
I know that you have a lot of private pupils, so they have a different motivation. And I know that I have a friend here in Grenoble who has used Edmodo like that. Edmodo or you know, Wiki could be the same thing. And she has these individual, these private lessons, and then she gets them all to join this Edmodo group. And so then, you know, she establishes an interaction between her private lessons like that. It's really cool.
Okay, well, we're coming to the top of the hour. We just passed it. We're not in a big hurry to leave, but some people have left, so might be time to be thinking about in-game. Any final comments or questions before we go out on about our daily lives, or nightly lives, as the case may be?
I want to thank Elizabeth for sharing this use of PBWorks. I've always kind of avoided the collaborative aspect of wikis when using them in class. I use wikis before I had Canvas, I used a wiki as a class website, sometimes a blog, but most often a wiki, so that things would not disappear and I could read it again. But this is a whole new way to use it, and I think it's very cool. So thanks for sharing, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you all so much for coming. Thank you. Good. Well, I hope I hope you can take something from it. And it'd be great to hear about Vance's use of Google Docs, because I think I think Google Docs are the future indeed. It'd be great to know, you know, sort of like that correcting and things for those as well. Thanks for coming. Getting me to install my machine.
So, Elizabeth, why don't you just come to the United States and visit? Don't wait for the TESOL convention.
Oh, you're muted. Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm off to Greece. I'm going to the TESOL Greece next week. I've never been to Athens, so it's very exciting.
Kalathaxidi.
Okay, well, we seem to be down to just four of us. So Maybe I should say that this is Learning Together, coming to the end of another weekly Learning Together event, March 8th, 2015. We've been talking with Elizabeth Ann, who is right on the conference circuit over there in Europe and has just been invited to come to the United States. But she was in Morocco. I saw her there. I think that's where we met. But anyway, very nice to come and discuss our trade with all these practitioners here. It's always a pleasant experience. So thanks a lot for offering to do this. And next week is a blog festival. I'm giving a presentation. Actually, it's on Saturday. So that's Stephen Downs is giving a presentation and some other people. It's one of Nellie Deutsch's things. That's what I'll be doing for Learning Together next week, because on Sunday I'll be on a plane. So going over to TESOL, and then at TESOL we'll be broadcasting from, streaming from the event, but not on a Sunday. So I think a Sunday is the day I travel back again. So we'll have a couple of weeks where we'll be kind of broadcasting at various times. And I'll hope to see Nina there.
Yeah, but it's 1 week later, Vance. Because next week I'm teaching, and the week after that I have spring break, and the week after that is TESOL.
Yes, yes. Well, next week is the Saturday Spring Blog Fest. The week after that is the one where... No, yeah, you're right. Let's see. No. Oh, next week, for me, it's a TESOL Arabia conference. Yes.
Okay.
We might have something on Sunday. I'm not sure anyway. Yeah, you're right. I'm a week out of kilter.
Please don't rush it, because I'm not done with my report and I'm not done with my EV presentation.
I've got several of them. I'm still trying.
I need some time.
Yeah.
I had a 4-day weekend this weekend, but, you know, didn't take as much advantage of it as I should have.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find, let's see.
Do you ever have sand days where you are, like we have snow days?
No, not really.
Too bad for you.
Yeah, maybe if we get fog, it's about the worst thing we have here.
Fog? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look up what we're doing next week, and for some reason it's not loading in very quickly. PB Works. Anyway.
I might have it. Hang on.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's just not loading. Here it is. Okay.
Oops. Wrong thing.
Isn't this weird? Okay. Tomorrow, Russell Stannard is speaking with the German crowd, Jürgen.
Is he going to be speaking in English, I hope?
It's about using Moodles.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I might go to that, except it means I have to go home late, because it's right when I get on the bus. So if I miss that bus, I can't take another bus till almost 5 o'clock. But I might go.
Today is the 8th. It looks like we don't really have anything for the 15th. Isn't that interesting? Okay. All right. Okay, we'll have to come up with something. All right, we'll try it. We'll work on that. I didn't realize that.
Next.
Okay, anyway, I shouldn't have admitted that on the air and on a recording. So maybe I'd better stop talking.
Okay.
Or maybe someone will hear this and volunteer to give us something on the 15th of
March.
Okay. All right.
The Blog Festival is the 21st. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that's when we go to TESOL.
Right.
All right.
I don't go till the 25th, but I'll be there on Wednesday night. Where are you staying?
Stop the broadcast before we go too far here. Good night, everybody.